AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Bernie Sanders defended his call for raising Americans' taxes in exchange for lower health care costs as he opened a candidate forum Monday night.
We may raise taxes, but we are also going to eliminate private health insurance premiums.
The CNN event served as a platform for Democratic presidential hopefuls to make a closing argument to voters 1 week before the Iowa caucuses. Hillary Clinton said she ignores the attacks of her opponents who question her honesty.
I've been around a long time. People have thrown all kinds of things at me. And, you know, I can't keep up with it. I just keep going forward. They fall by the wayside. They come up with these outlandish things. They make these charges. I just keep going forward because there's nothing to it.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who's been struggling in the polls, spotlighted what he considers a top issue.
Climate change is the greatest business opportunity to come to the United States in 100 years.
Crews are working overnight in big cities like Washington and Baltimore to clear mounds of snow from the sides of downtown streets to make it easier for commuters. New Yorker Edward Olson says crossing the street can be treacherous after the snow.
Just at the cross rocks are a little bumpy, but you got to be careful, even if it's shoveled, you know.
While transit systems are getting back up to speed, the federal government is staying closed for another day in Washington, D.C. Schools are closed there again on Tuesday, as they will be in Baltimore and in Philadelphia. In North Carolina, a spokesman for Winston-Salem State University says the campus is on lockdown while police search for a person who displayed a gun inside a student activity center. No one was hurt, and there is no indication that any shots have been fired. This is AP Radio News. New York officials are weighing a project that would temporarily reduce Niagara Falls to a trickle.
Can you turn off Niagara Falls? New York officials are considering doing it. A report from the State Transportation and Parks Departments last October said two concrete arch bridges linking the mainland to an island in the Niagara River near the falls need to be replaced. To do it, the river would have to be temporarily redirected to the Canadian side of the border, reducing the falls to a trickle. The 115-year-old bridges provide access to Goat Island for millions of visitors a year. A public hearing on the plan is scheduled Wednesday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Federal regulators have warned residents of an upstate New York factory village near the Vermont border not to drink the water from municipal wells, and a plastics plant has agreed to supply bottled water and pay for a new filtration system. The action resulted from a quest by village resident Michael Hickey to find out why so many people in Hoosick Falls had cancer. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.